When considering the health crisis in the United States, the discussion often centers around health insurance. Many point fingers at various entities for the current state of affairs. Government, blamed for the lack of universal and affordable health insurance. Pharmaceutical companies, criticized for the escalating prices of prescription drugs. Healthcare industry, accused of poor management and inefficient practices. Food industry, held responsible for promoting cheap, highly processed, and unhealthy foods, especially to lower-income individuals. While each of these parties plays a role in perpetuating the crisis, none of them is the sole cause. The root problem lies in individual choices and lifestyles, particularly in areas of diet, exercise, and stress management. These choices lead to a range of health issues, including cancer, heart disease, metabolic syndrome, stroke, diabetes, and more. Like it or not, personal responsibility for health is crucial. This means educating ourselves about the choices that can make a positive change for us and our loved ones. The obesity epidemic. One of the most pressing health issues in the United States is obesity. It's an epidemic. Among Americans age 20 and over, 154.7 million are overweight or obese. According to the National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey, NHANES, from 2017 to 2020, 41.9% of adults in the United States aged 20 and older were obese, up from 30.5% in 1999 to 2000. A 2023 study published in Population Studies linked obesity and excess weight to around 1 in 6 deaths in the United States, primarily from type 2 diabetes, hypertension, heart disease, liver disease, cancer, dementia, and depression. The evolution of the American diet. How did the obesity problem get so big? Early in the 20th century, the American diet was vastly different. If you could hop in a time machine and peek at the local store your grandparents shopped at, you would find fresh produce, living plants, seeds, and grains. You might also find some home-canned products. You wouldn't find today's grocery store travesties like hormone-injected meats, processed foods, fast foods, and junk foods. With these modern choices comes a completely different diet, the standard American diet, SAD. The impact of government intervention. In the mid-20th century, the government became concerned about the amount of salt in the American diet, linking high salt intake to health issues like hypertension. A massive public health campaign was launched to reduce salt consumption. Food manufacturers responded by removing salt from their products. However, they quickly discovered that salt wasn't just a preservative. It was a key flavor enhancer. To compensate for the bland taste of low-salt foods, they began adding sugar. Lots of sugar. As a result, while Americans' salt intake decreased, their sugar consumption skyrocketed. This shift contributed to the rise of obesity, diabetes, and other metabolic diseases. The standard American diet, SAD. The SAD diet is out of balance in many ways. High in meats, fats, and sugar, overconsumption of animal products and added sugars. Low in fruits and vegetables, insufficient intake of nutrient-rich produce. Lacking in nutrients, overcooking and processing strips foods of their natural benefits. The cost of processed foods. Companies work tirelessly to make perfect foods like fruits, vegetables, and grains better by refining, processing, and adding chemicals to them. This tinkering has created an American diet deficient in many ways. Processed foods make up a huge percentage of the American diet, loaded with extra salt, sugar, artificial flavors, preservatives, and other chemicals. These foods also lack vital nutrients and vitamins that are stripped away during processing. This adding and subtracting from our food is a recipe for disaster. Whole, natural foods are perfect as they are. Providing a wide variety of fruits, vegetables, and grains will give your body everything it needs for good health.